All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
This is the Berman Project. Hey, it's JD here, back for another week of the Berman Project, a podcast where we take a stroll through the long and winding path that is the road to mental wellness while listening and enjoying, sometimes even analyzing, the work of indie rock icon David Berman in his book of poetry, Actual Air, and throughout his discography with the Silver Jews and Purple Mountains. So there's that. It's been a couple of weeks. There's been a lot going on. There's a tremendous amount that has been going on. And the least of which is the renovations in Chateau JD that are just making me mental. It's making me absolutely mental. And we're in such chaos and dishevelment that it's getting inside my head. It's getting into my brain. And that's no good for anyone. That's no good for anyone. When you start getting into my brain, that's where I do my thinking. Oh, boy. Yeah. So, but there's more. I ran out of meds. Fuck it. You know, I'm going to release this today. I'm recording this on a Thursday. And, no, it's Friday today. Yeah. Yeah. I'll release this today and then hopefully have one out for you on Monday as well and get back into somewhat of a regular routine. But, what do I say? Like, what do I say? The path to wellness is not going to occur in a linear fashion. It does not seem. There are many ups and many downs. And I happen to be in a down trough right now. I missed last Monday and this past Monday. And that weighed on me very heavily. I like checking in. And when I missed my deadline, my first deadline, I sort of crawled into a hole. And I haven't come out of that hole yet. And it's really troubling because I've missed out on a lot of really, great shit as a result of this. I had tickets to John Mulaney on Thursday the 21st, I guess it was, or whatever the date Thursday was. Maybe it was the 22nd. This is riveting, right? This is fucking riveting. JD, just fucking read us the calendar, JD. Fuck, they used to say Jonathan Winters was so funny he could you just read the phone book and make you laugh. And JD, what he does is you dial up his podcast there on the internet, and it's just him reading the calendar. It's October 5th, October 6th, October 7th, October 8th. No, you fucking dodo, you have to read the date too, the day and the date. Oh, God, I can't do anything right. So I had a massive panic attack, and I couldn't go see Mulaney. I had to give up my ticket. I had to give up my spot, and I couldn't go. And that really freaked me out because Tim from Portland was going to be coming to Toronto the following Monday, which was the 26th. I know that because that's when we were going to see Pavement in Toronto. And Tuesday the 27th. And it was, how do you know that you're not going to have a fucking panic attack and not be able to go? And, you know, I don't want to say I just gritted my teeth and bared it. They were great shows, but I should have had so much more fun. It's so strange that I didn't. I let myself get incredibly high and not incredibly drunk, but drunk enough. And, you know, I'm going to tell you this. This is really embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I managed to get like backstage passes, and I had to turn them down. I had to, I mean, I got them physically, but I didn't go. I texted my hookup and said, I can't do this. I'm having a meltdown. And they said, we'll hook you up tomorrow night too. And they did. And I still couldn't do it. I don't know. What's that about? Am I going to be totally freaked out on my whole trip to the UK? Am I with it right now? I've sort of just dug myself into a hole. And I've stopped communicating with people, with you. It's fucked. It's really fucked. I'm going to take a sip of water here. See if that'll unfuck me. Okay. That was two gulps, not a sip. But it did work wonders. My tongue was starting to get a little, who cares? Yeah, I don't know. I got a lot to talk to my therapist about when I talk to her on Monday. So there's that. This week on the Berman Project, we are going to take a look at a song from the Early Times CD that originally appeared on Dime Map of the Reef. And it's a song that we're all familiar with because Pavement covered it on the first Peel session back in June of 92, when they did, their very first Peel session. It aired in July of 92, and it was repeated in September and October and December, so it was pretty popular. I don't have the track listing. It's the one, it's got Here. It's got, circa 1776, maybe, is on it. But the important one is this one, which is a Silver Jews song, credited, I'm going to guess, both to Melk and David Berman, and it's Secret Knowledge of Back Roads. Let's give it a listen here. The early days version, early times version on the Berman Project. Of Back Roads by Silver Jews from Dime Map of the Reef from Early Times, a compilation EP that includes Dime Map of the Reef and the Arizona record. Yay! I can make myself laugh at myself. That's a good feeling, you know? I haven't laughed at myself in a couple of days. So there's that. What do you think about that version? To me, I'm interested. It makes me more interested in this iteration of Silver Jews because, it's lovely, right? It's like we heard it on... when we all bought Lux and Redux, And it was so great to hear, unless you had been a somebody who had the Peel sessions, you know, bootlegged or whatever. It was somewhat of a surprise in Lux and Redux, and just great, you know, like it's that melody is haunting. And it's so, you know, stark. The guitar is so stark. But in this version, you've got that layer of fuzz sort of, you know, poured over top of it, like resin hardening the, you know, the soul of the song. Or maybe it's just really good fuzz. I don't know. The title, Secret Knowledge of Back Roads. To me, that is like something that a local possesses. You know, when you're cruising around with somebody and they grew up in that area, they have a secret knowledge of back roads. They know where things are. They can get things quicker. They can get things done more easily. And it's sort of a neat conceit, you know? So that to me sounds like somebody that's local. But then you get into the lyrics and it's so you wanted it, price the sword, the ancient craft. I'm so bored with your ancient craft, your ancient thoughts, and everyone is laughing at you. See it all there, see it behind him. It's behind his southern mind and it's so new. Sees it all there and sees it behind him. It's behind his southern mind. I love that chorus. I love the chorus. I don't know what it means. What does it mean to you? Send me an email, jd@mediumalchemist.com. Would love to know what you think. What is this one about? Kick the sand, kick the can, kick it in the face of another man. So you kick it up, it's out of town. I've never felt like I do now. But I know what I want. I know it's behind me. It's behind my Western mind. That's right. It changes to Western mind there. Oh, boy. Because I don't own a CD copy of Early Times, I don't know if my digital copy has a... No, there's no set list or no, what do you call it? Liner notes. So I don't know whose lyrics those are. They feel like SM lyrics. But don't quote me on that because I don't know, but just after spending, you know, the last couple of years in SM lyrics, it just vibes me as SME. But remember, I am uncool and underqualified. I should not be doing this. But here we are together. And I thank you for indulging me, as it were. Let's open up actual air. Today, we are reading a poem called, The Coahoma County Wind Cults. The Coahoma County Wind Cults. My dream walked on four legs toward the remote source of a pale yellow letter, only to circle around the cabin when it got there. A black and white cave rainbow arched between two old shoes. Oxygen bounced off the face of a doll looking for the slow dazing guts of a life form. There was a moment of sudden clarity when the pages burned in opera glasses, like a herd crossing zip codes, or an exhumed idea pressing at the limits of the marquee bulbs. My dream pushes air. That was The Coahoma County Wind Cults by David Berman from the book Actual Air. I don't know about you, but that one sort of kicked my ass. I'm feeling beaten up. This man is so talented, so incredibly talented. I can't for the life of me fathom. How he could, you know, feel so alone and have to hide away in so many things, you know, from the excessive use of drugs to, you could argue religion, you know, when he went through his first encounter with sobriety, you know, extreme sobriety. He really dove into Judaism. And, you know, how did that impact things? What did that do? You know? We're going to hear it in the music. We're going to hear it in the poetry as we continue on. But for now, take good care of yourself. Wash your goddamn hands. That was the least wood, wasn't it?
The Berman Project is a production of Duvra Podcasts and Such. You can find out more about the show at www.thebermanproject.xyz. That's right. I'm fucking Canadian. I'm also social. Find me on Twitter, Instagram, and all the rest. At Berman Project.
Duvra! Podcasts and Such.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.